On the bathroom floor, Brittany scooted downward, as if trying to push herself up. Her ass moved, the dress didn't. A second later, I saw Naked Beaver again. She gave up and turned her face toward the doorway.
"Hey,"
she slurred, louder now.
"No one tosses Brittany Adams anywhere."
Adams. I had a last name. Now what? I turned toward Bishop, who stood leaning against the door jamb. "You're back," I said. "Yep." He looked down at the drunken blonde and gave a slow nod. "She looks like a Brittany." By now it was pretty obvious that if I wanted her to go anywhere, I'd have to take her there myself. "I need to get her home," I said. "Where's home?" Bishop asked.
"Hell if I know."
"Bet I do." Bishop had this uncanny way of finding out things, but even he had his limits.
"Yeah, right," I said.
On the floor, Brittany tried, and failed, to push herself up.
"I can't go home," she slurred. "My roommate's a slut."
Bishop was nodding. "Slutty roommate, huh?" He flicked his head toward Brittany. "Do you want me to take her?"